to season two of Beyond My Day Job with Lonnie Miller. This is our first episode, and we're going to talk to a couple of ambitious young ladies. One is here locally with me, and the other's dialed in from Nashville, Tennessee. Hello, Sarah Dame.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Hello, Taryn Miller.
Hello, I'm here.
So, Sarah and Taryn are friends as they go to school. One's already out. One's on her way out at Belmont University in Nashville. And me being the dad of one of them, said I'd entertain them because they said, we want to be on your podcast. How come you don't have
that you would love us on your podcast?
Right. Lots of good content is coming.
Got lots of good content. All right, you hear that, listeners? Our global listening base here is going to hear all about the two young ladies as they've set a big goal for themselves. Before we get into that, though, because this is a podcast about high-effort hobbies. So I like to talk and hear about stories about big goals, things that are not typical or very atypical for individuals, right?
That's right.
Right. Okay, so... first of all, we'll start with the one who's the most distant. That would be Miss Sarah.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself in like 10 seconds or less and what you do during the day.
Oh, gosh.
After your day job.
Right. So currently my day job is 3 days a week. I babysit. And the other 2 days, I get everything I didn't get done on the first 3 days. And I hang out with my friends. And I'm currently looking for full-time work, but...
That's only 5 days. What happens to the other 2 days?
Well, on the weekends, I hang out with my friends, and I go to church. And, yeah, that about brings it to seven days.
Sarah also has been into this one hobby of baking.
Yes, I love to bake in my free time.
What do you like to bake?
Lately, it's been pumpkin chocolate chip bread that actually, your wife, it's her recipe that I've been using.
My wife's pumpkin chocolate chip
bread
is
Marie.
Is
Mama Miller.
I hope
all the way to Nash.
I hope you're doing it justice.
Oh, I hope so. I've been eating it like a vacuum cleaner.
Well, maybe your big hobby that this episode is about will help offset that vacuum eating.
That's very true.
All right, and next to me is my eldest child of female gender.
That's right.
Your name?
I'm Taryn, and I go to Belmont University, which is where I met Sarah, my freshman year, her sophomore year, and... I am a nursing major, and I live in Tennessee currently, and also babysit in my free time. I love to drink coffee.
Yes, and she does.
With Sarah Dame, my friends, and go on adventures and road trips, and I hang out with some pretty cool middle schoolers on the weekends, too. So, you know.
All right. Perfect. Wonderful.
That's us.
Here. All right, that's you. Okay, that's a wrap, Johnny. All right, here we go. Okay. All right, so who wants to kick off by telling our listeners what the big goals that you set for yourself this spring, what it is?
Sarah, I think you've got this one.
All right, I'll take this one. So Taryn and I have decided to run a half marathon in April of 2019. So it's the weekend of the 25th, I believe. We're going to be running a half marathon. Originally, this started as just something that that I was going to train, but I wasn't going to run. I just wanted to train so I'd get in shape. But then Taryn said she would run it with me.
Yes.
And so we have started training. We're entering week two of a six-month program that we designed.
Yes.
Can I ask your question, Sarah?
Sure.
For our couch potato listeners or people that only listen to podcasts such as this one, what is a half marathon? So sorry. That's all right. No, it's okay. It's totally understandable for when you're in it. You just assume the rest of the world is with you.
Exactly.
We want to be with you, but we need to know what a half marathon really is.
So a half marathon is half of a full marathon. And
we're good math.
Yeah. So it basically, we are going to be running 13.1 miles 13. In one sitting. Well, one standing, I guess.
That's right. In one day.
In one day. Hopefully under 3 hours, but.
Is that your goal?
No, but I just assumed that 3 hours would be more than enough time to run 13 miles.
What's a good 13.1 mile time, according to your research?
I don't know. Like two?
Well, yeah, I did the math today. I guess we're just going to be totally honest. Our pace is like a 10-minute mile.
That's true.
Right now. Right now.
For first time, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be better once we get to April.
I mean,
so if you think
10.5 miles right now.
Yeah. 10 times 13 is 130 minutes. You say 60 minutes is an hour. So 120 minutes, 2 hours. So that leaves us like...
More than two.
A little over, probably 2.5 hours.
Yeah, gotcha. But that's just starting out right now because hopefully our pace will get better.
It's a lot of math on
yeah.
this episode, I'm noticing.
It is. I'm glad she's doing it.
Yes.
Okay. Says the nurse to me who's going to have to prescribe life and death doses.
It's fine.
Okay. Lovely. Mm-hmm. I fear for medical.
All right. Anyways.
Anyway. Okay. So April of 2019 in Nashville. Mm-hmm.
In Nashville, yeah. Come on out. It's the Music City.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll marathon and half marathon or something. Mm-hmm. We haven't signed up yet, so I know when we sign up, it'll be official.
Was like Blake Shelton going to, strum a guitar at the kickoff? Or... Oh.
Yeah, so they actually have like every country singer is at each mile. They'll run with
they
you.
They just cheer us on and,
Yeah.
Are you fitting?
Fibbing?
Just define fibbing.
Are you lying?
Never. Never.
I guess you'll have to come down to Nashville.
I guess you'll just have to come and see.
Let our listeners be the judge of that. All right. Okay. All right. So, Taryn, why did you let Sarah talk you into this?
Well, I think it was more of a mutual thing.
It really was. She was excited about it.
Well, and she said she just, wanted to start getting into shape and running and all of that. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then she said she's going to train for a half marathon, but not run it. And that just didn't make sense to me because I was like, if you're going to run it, then you might as well get a trophy or something for it. And recently in the past couple of months, I've thought about running a marathon, but I think I should probably start slower and do the half. So both of our just kind of.
But you could do a slow full marathon to start.
Right, but I think I should do a faster half marathon and work my way into
it. So
it
evens out.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's our testimony.
Okay. All right. Sarah, what do your parents or friends think about this?
Well. My friends all thought I was kind of weird for saying I didn't want to actually run the half marathon. I just wanted to train for it. And so then it was very confusing for me to tell them about it. And they're like, oh, I know, you're just training. And I was like, no, I'm actually running at this time. So they're all really confused. My family is also confused because I told them the same thing. So hopefully once I see them and talk to them more about my running habits, they'll kind of believe me.
Yeah.
But I'm known to kind of... say things that aren't true. So
are you gonna send selfies while you're running or
well yeah, Taryn and I actually I guess this is a good time to let everybody know we're vlogging every time. So yep. Kind of our whole journey we're gonna be vlogging.
Whether it's just like a picture or a mini video just to include at the end.
And where are we vlogging? For you listeners who don't know what vlogging is, you want to explain?
Sorry, that? Yeah, you're right. I just assume. So vlogging is basically we're just taking footage, video of us along our journey to get to our half marathon.
Right.
Are you going to do this during the race?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, probably will.
Really?
I mean, we got to get the finish line. So
yeah, we're going to be bored at some point. So.
Yes. No, and it's not even just like I mean, it's not going to be like a super long video every time that we take it. It's just like a snapshot of
where we
post. Like, hey, we're running today this much.
Right.
Where are we posting these?
All over social media.
Probably YouTube, and then we'll be able to share it on all of our social medias.
All right.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that.
I'll be in April. Happily to promote your journey here as you
vlog
the half marathon training.
Thank you.
Appreciate that greatly.
Okay. What are your expectations as you train?
Ooh, Taryn, do you want to go?
Yes. I think for me personally, because I have been known to run a very short distance, more like only for one song on my playlist in the past. So I think one of my expectations is to just keep running and not have to walk. But if I do walk some of it, it's not the end of the world. I just think that's like a good goal for me to have, because I haven't ran long distance in so long.
So you're gonna try to run for longer than one song?
Well, that's already happened, so we've met that goal.
4 minutes.
Oh, set the bar low.
We're talking about for the full.
Today we did 2.5 miles, so that was about 6 or 7 songs for me.
Oh yeah.
You're in week 2. So how many songs are we gonna need for 13.1?
Let's see. If we did 2 today, 6 probably.
More math.
6 songs. 2 miles.
20 songs?
So 36 songs.
Okay.
Get us to like 12 miles. So probably 40 songs average.
That sounds good. I really need to add.
You know what, Taryn? We should run to the same music.
I was thinking that today.
For the race.
Right. We're just going to have to
get the same playlist.
What's the word?
Synchronize.
Yes. I'm more like negotiate on our songs.
Oh, yeah.
But I think by the end of it, we're going to need help with our songs.
You're not going to get in a fight over this and break off the deal, are you?
Oh, my gosh, no.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. We'll call you for referee.
Counseling.
Well, yeah, counseling. I highly recommend Garth Brooks Rodeo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll write that down.
Garth Brooks. Okay.
Great, yes. Jeez, who's Garth?
We love Garth.
We love you. Do
a great.
You do live in Nashville, after all.
Oh yes.
He's come. He's come before, I think.
Who?
I'm sure Garth Brooks. I'm sure Garth Brooks has been in Nashville a few times.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Taryn, yeah. He lives in Nashville.
There we go. Okay, Sarah, what? How are you going to celebrate it after the race?
Well, I think we should first talk about before.
Yeah, Taryn, why don't you let him know beforehand?
You're okay. Celebrating before the race?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
This is a milestone in our lives, and we got to celebrate during,
everything.
Before, after.
They don't give trophies to people who, like, start a football season.
No, but we can. So we're going to.
Yep.
The night before, a couple of nights before. We're going to make like this big pasta dinner, because getting a lot of carbs is,
it's good before you run.
Yeah. So that's my dream for this race.
Pasta?
Taryn's just trying to get to the pasta night.
We got to start small and then just keep going. So, and also Sarah and I are going to get matching outfits, which, I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah. For the race.
There it is. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. There is the underlying base root MO of all of this, to get some new digs to wear.
I mean,
yeah.
And we're going to be racing and burning a lot.
I mean, think about it. We're going to be running with a ton of people. What if we lose each other?
That's
bingo.
Right.
Just find somebody with the same outfit as you. Exactly. Got her.
That's logical.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Sarah. I didn't
know. It all comes back to logic.
But you can go now. I was thinking.
Wait, what was the question? Order. Was what is my end goal?
No. What are you gonna sell? How are you gonna
celebrate? I will probably go. I'll probably just eat a lot.
There's always
not
other.
That like There's not that the... we're like dieting as well, but like I'll just feel really good after 13 miles. I'll probably eat a lot.
Yeah.
And then you can find the other half of the marathon to run.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then I'll probably take a nap.
I was going to say, we'll be tired. Ice our legs or something.
What time of the day does this race begin?
It'll be early in the morning.
Yeah.
Got it.
So probably maybe 7.
We'll get a full day of celebration after.
What's your registration cost for it?
The registration, I think it's about 75. That's why I think once we register, it'll be really real.
Right.
Oh, you haven't registered yet.
Well, no.
I said that, but yeah, we're just starting small so that we can figure out, if it's really worth it. But we think that it is so far.
It's over, it's about $5.70 a mile you're paying to run on free surface.
That's very true.
Right.
I'd say it's still worth it.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get, and I think you actually get a bunch of gifts the day before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go downtown to this convention center and you get to do cool stuff.
What, such as?
You get a free t-shirt or something.
Yes. I love those.
Maybe a goodie bag with stuff in it.
You ever heard the term swag?
Yeah.
You know what it stands for?
Stuff we all get.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
You know, I pretty much just kind of guessed it, but I think I did know it.
That was great.
Good job, Sarah Dane.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, hopefully some of our listeners on Beyond My Day Job are further educated about what the term SWAG or acronym SWAG represents.
Right.
A lot from this one.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. What are you going to do to celebrate after you're done?
I'll probably want some water.
Yeah.
And
go big.
Yeah.
So, aim high.
I love cinnamon rolls, and that will probably just sound so good afterwards. So maybe go get some cinnamon rolls and coffee or something. Apples and peanut butter is a staple snack for me. So
hang out that day, Taryn, if you want.
Yeah, that's fine. So we'll probably go to my place or Sarah's, and we can take a nap and then watch movies and just
lay on the couch.
Yeah. Revel in the day and the time that we've had together.
Our accomplishments.
Exactly. I think it's more than just running half marathon. I think it's the fact that our bodies were actually able to do that.
Right. We trained for a long time.
Yeah.
All right. So last question. Are you running to or are you running from something?
Oh my gosh.
Deep.
Maybe both. Maybe running from a body that wasn't fit enough to run 13 miles 6 months ago. And I'm running to being in better shape.
Wow. That's great.
It's deep.
It's okay if you need to cry.
I've got my tissues ready.
Taryn, your answer? Are you running from or are you running to something?
That's a question that I don't really know the answer to right now, but
this is a live podcast.
I know. I don't know what I'm running from, but I'm
I'd say we're probably both running to an end goal.
Yeah, I think I'm running to maybe the start of more half marathons or marathons or races in the future, or just being able to run faster and longer than one song on a playlist.
Outstanding.
Yes. I know.
I want water when I'm done. I want to run longer than one song.
That's why you put your standards low, so you exceed all their expectations.
Right. Under promise, over deliver.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Life motto.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Great. All right. Is there anything I haven't asked you that I should, that our listeners will be interested in knowing as you train for this 13.1 mile half marathon in April of 2019?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Well, I think we're excited.
Yeah.
I can tell.
That's true.
I think it's a very big accomplishment. And I think after we do it, we'll be very proud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last. Sorry. Go ahead, Taryn.
I was just saying it's already been fun to run with someone else.
That's true.
That's a big thing. It's it'd be easier or it is easier to run together with someone because you can keep each other accountable. Whereas yes. if I tried doing this on my own, I don't even know if I'd be on day four or whatever we're at. So
okay. So final question for each of you. What would your anthem, what is your anthem song? Yeah. What's your anthem song representing Ooh. Your state of mind as you prepare for this race?
That is a good question.
Well, as Taryn looks at her phone and she's going through a music library for some inspiration. Tara, you're not cheating.
Honestly, I don't have a specific, well, I listen to a lot of, yeah, I don't have a specific song, but like genre of music. Surprisingly, I really like to run to hip hop.
Mm. Is there a nickname that they go by, that you go by, Sarah?
Me?
Yeah.
There's several.
Beyonce.
I was going to say, yeah, I almost said just Beyonce, but I do listen to more than Beyonce when I run. Right. But she's great to run to.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah, some hip hop and some rap. I really gets me amped up to run.
All
right. Oh, yeah.
Taryn?
Well, I'm looking at this. I got Ren Collective, Hannah Montana, Ben Rector, Lisa Cara.
I didn't ask what was in your library.
Well, I mean, that's my answer.
I was looking for just one song that might represent your state of mind as you prepare for this race.
I don't have one. I think there's many that relate.
Okay, you can get back to us on that answer.
That's right.
All right. We'll think about it.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to close out this episode, this first episode of season 2. Glad you could all join us here.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was absolutely our pleasure to have you. You are an inspiration to the Couch Potatoes, and hopefully you are going to be a validation to those that run today.
That's right.
You've been listening to Beyond My Day Job with Lonnie Miller, Sarah Dame, and Taryn Miller. Have a great night.